Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM with Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za with some phone news. Tienis, how's it, man? Welcome.
Good, and you?
Good, good, good. So, hey, I don't know if it's just you. Probably you will know because you are the one with your finger on the pulse of all the tech stuff. But there's a lot of new phones and things coming out. There's an Honor phone brand that came out. Oppo is doing really well. Xiaomi is still pushing very hard. But now Motorola, they're like, okay, well, we're going to also bring out something really cool, really different with regards to our camera.
No, it's interesting because Motorola, they had their heydays back in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, I'd say. I loved their phones back then, and I owned a couple.
But
they're not what they used to be. And these days, they make cheap Android phones, mostly for the American and the European market. They do relatively well, actually. But now they want to kind of step it up a notch, and they want to start looking at flagship devices again. So trying to compete with the Apples and Samsungs of the world.
Sure.
So it's going to be an interesting experiment.
No, because back then, I mean, the three biggest phones that I can remember, like talking about the late 90s, early 2000s, was your Sony Ericsson, Alcatel, and Motorola. I mean, those were like, you know, if you had one of those, you were cool.
Those Motorola flip phones were all the rage.
I adopted one from my parents. It was a brick and a flip fold with an aerial thing, and it was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it worked.
No, exactly. So Motorola wants to get back there.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a battle. But they're hoping that this new flagship device that's been codenamed Frontier is going to do that for them. And the reason why this is an interesting device is because it's going to have a 200 megapixel main camera, which in itself is just pretty insane if you think that the highest count we currently have is 100 megapixels. And it's mostly used for telephoto photography, cropping in with software zooming. But it's going to be a 200 megapixel main camera. It's going to have a 50 megapixel wide angle camera, a 12 megapixel telephoto, and then a 60 megapixel selfie camera. 60 megapixels for a selfie camera.
How do they say your Instagram is going to be popping? That's for sure. But I mean, it seems like when these phone manufacturers, they want to launch something exciting into a market, the first thing they go to is the camera quality.
Exactly, because that's the feature on phones that people use the most. And that's why the phones now have 3-4 cameras on them, because they want to give the most flexible possible experience on that device. And if you've got a 200 megapixel camera, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, you know, produce these huge images. It helps them with software to kind of highlight the best possible parts of the photo and take and use that as a main. It might even be a 20 pixel or 40 megapixel photo.
Yeah, it's just going to use a lot of data to upload to your social media.
Stitches it together, right? So cameras are front of mind for everybody, and especially with a flagship phone. If you don't have a proper camera or something that stands out, you're not going to do well in the flagship market, because Apple and Samsung pretty much have that market coined. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this competes when it comes out.
Okay, so what they're calling it again?
Well, we don't know what the model name is. It's codenamed Frontier internally.
Yeah. Righto. Okay. So we possibility of seeing it on our shores, or
probably to be launched at the end of this year, October, November. That's usually when when Motorola launched their phones, and then hopefully we'll see it in early 2023 in South Africa.
And then when that happens, we'll get you in studio. Definitely.
Definitely.
Dennis, thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM.